Now to our cover story. First, the movies, now the world. How Corrupt, Craven Hollywood Found Its Conscience, by Stephanie Zacharek. A venerated and hugely bankable actor's swift stigmatization following a sex scandal, an 11th-hour casting change and directorial reworking that could earn an actor an Oscar, a fat, glaring case of workplace sexism capped by a striking act of decency. These are the types of things that are supposed to happen in the movies, not around them. But this is the new Hollywood. All bets are off. And so this past fall's All the Money in the World, now an Oscar contender, underwent a near-total overhaul in just a few weeks before its scheduled release in late December. The film first hit turbulence after numerous men accused star Kevin Spacey of sexual assault or harassment. All scenes featuring Spacey were then reshot with the actor Christopher Plummer, an unprecedented move that increased the film's budget by an estimated $10 million. Then, after the film's release, it was revealed that actor Mark Wahlberg had earned $1.5 million to reshoot his scenes, while his co-lead, Michelle Williams, had been paid less than $1,000. Following a public uproar, Wahlberg donated his $1.5 million to the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, a recently established initiative to provide legal support to those who have been sexually harassed, assaulted, or abused in the workplace. Plummer has now been nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Academy Award. This wild domino chain of events could have taken place only in the wake of Harvey Weinstein's downfall, which sparked an unprecedented reckoning in Hollywood and changed the way we talk about sex and power in the world at large. Although Hollywood has long been awash in liberal thinking, it's also a place steeped in tradition and habit. And let's hang on to some healthy cynicism. It is absolutely a place where making money takes precedence over just about everything else. Power has also been concentrated in the hands of a few, mostly, historically, men. Connections are valued over merit, unless you count the stark, simplified good versus evil moralism seen in most comic book movies, which are among Hollywood's biggest moneymakers, or the big end-of-year prestige pictures trotted out in hopes of winning an Oscar. Hollywood, as a business entity, doesn't give much of a damn if a movie sends out a positive message or not.